In most communities, whatever you flush down the toilet goes to a treatment plant. But in some Massachusetts cities and towns, it could end up in a local waterway during a rainstorm. WBUR's Miriam Wasser reports on a new effort to let you know when that happens.
It's one of those New England mornings. The thermometer says it's 18 degrees, but your fingertips say it's colder. Five men gather at a busy intersection near the Arlington-Cambridge border. To their back, rush hour traffic. To their front, a bridge overlooking Alewife Brook, which leads to the Mystic River. Every month, they come out here to test the water, weather be damned.
Generally, the water here is okay, but sometimes it's pretty bad.
This is Bill Eikamp. He got interested in river contamination decades ago when his kids were young and learning to swim. Now he volunteers to test the water.
So put the bottle in the device.
He drops a Nalgene bottle over the bridge to collect a sample. Standing nearby is Patrick Heron, executive director of the Mystic River Watershed Association. He says they're testing for all sorts of things: salinity, oxygen levels, industrial pollutants, as well as
bacteria indicators like E. coli and Enterococcus. This is a brook that's had a history of too much sanitary sewage in it.
Yes, sewage. If you're wondering how this could happen in 2019, the answer goes by an acronym, CSO. It stands for Combined Sewer Overflow. Wastewater and stormwater travel through separate pipes in most towns, but in a combined system, they travel, as you may have guessed, in the same pipe. Most days, this works just fine. All the water in the pipe goes to a treatment plant, like Deer Island, and you never have to think about it. But big rainstorms overwhelm the system. And rather than let sewage back up into your house or the street, a CSO dumps it into nearby rivers and streams.
Alewife Brook has six active CSOs right now. In 2018, they discharged on about 18 separate dates and probably discharged somewhere between 2 and 5 million gallons of sewage into this brook.
And that's just Alewife Brook. There are about 200 active CSOs in 18 Massachusetts cities, and many more throughout New England. Collectively, they release billions of gallons of sewage every year. There are CSOs in the Merrimack River, the Connecticut and Nashua Rivers, Chelsea Harbor, Boston Harbor, and even the Charles River.
Well, I love that dirty water. Oh, Boston, you're my home.
No one builds CSOs anymore. No one wants the ones we have. But getting rid of them is going to take years and cost billions. So for now, water advocates just want to reduce the public health risk, a risk that will likely worsen as climate change brings more of the sudden heavy storms that trigger CSO discharges, a risk Heron says many people don't even know about.
It's something that's happening here right at the edge of where a lot of people are driving by, but they probably don't realize that this infrastructure is here and discharges sewage.
In Massachusetts, sewer operators must report CSO events to state and federal regulators within a few days. What's not required? Informing the public when it happens. The Massachusetts Rivers Alliance, an environmental group, wants to change this with legislation. Gabby Queenan is the group's policy director.
The bill is very simple. It would require that within 2 hours, local municipal officials are notified of a spill, and then also within those 2 hours, that there's a notice put out via a text or email listserv.
You know how you get texts about flash flood warnings or amber alerts? It'd be like that, she says. And it would include health safety tips, like whether it's safe to boat or fish. 14 other states, including Vermont and New York, have laws like this.
Honestly, we're looking forward to people getting pretty mad, pretty upset that this is still happening in our state and that we haven't prioritized infrastructure funding.
Public notification may feel like a no-brainer, but not everyone is on board.
The actual notification part, sending an email or making a phone call, is not the problem.
This is Phil Guerin. He runs Worcester's sewer system and says the challenge for many cities is knowing in real time if they have a CSO discharge. Installing the necessary meters is a lot harder than it sounds and more expensive, he says.
Occasionally, we just want to have a process that is doable for all the communities that it would impact.
Similar bills haven't made it very far in the past, though advocates say recent headline-grabbing sewage discharges in the Merrimack River make this year different. Whether public awareness translates into a new law remains to be seen. But Queenan of Mass Rivers Alliance thinks with a spotlight on this issue, this is their best chance yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.